With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. An audit says the Montana Department of Corrections is breaking the law by housing youth and adult offenders in the same facility and by sending girl offenders out of state. The Legislative Audit Division says state law prohibits the department from placing youths in facilities where adult offenders are carrying out their sentences. The audit also says the department is prohibited from third-party contracts for youth offenders, except when the youth prison population is over capacity. A Kalispell woman has pleaded guilty in the death of her toddler son more than a year after the child was beaten by her former boyfriend. 23-year-old Takara K. Juntanen pleaded guilty yesterday to negligent homicide. Prosecutors agreed to drop a drug possession charge as part of a plea deal and recommended a 20-year prison sentence with 15 years suspended. Juntanen is accused of leaving her 2-year-old son in the care of Brandon Newberry, despite knowing he was being abused and failing to seek medical help before he died. Newberry is serving a 40-year prison sentence for mitigated deliberate homicide in the boy's death. Juntanen is scheduled for sentencing in December. A 17-year-old grizzly bear has been relocated in northwest Montana after killing a domestic pig. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say the 524-pound male bear was trapped in the 17-mile creek area of the Yaak Valley on Thursday and moved to a different area of the Yaak the same day. The pig killing was the grizzly's first known conflict with humans. The federal government says a lawsuit challenging their authority to deny an oil and gas lease in the Badger 2 Medicine area next to Glacier National Park should not go to trial, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Lawyers for the Interior Department are standing by earlier claims that the federal agency had the legal power to cancel an oil and gas lease it granted decades ago in the Badger 2 Medicine area of the Lewis and Clark National Forest. Solenex LLC, the former leaseholder, has been fighting in court to drill on the land for the last 3 years. Last month, Solenex asked a federal judge to declare the Interior overstepped its authority in denying their lease. Before the lease was canceled, Solenex claimed the Interior Department unreasonably delayed the Louisiana company from using its lease. Last month, the United States Chamber of Commerce and the Montana Petroleum Association also filed a motion supporting Solenex. The Interior says the lease was issued without proper environmental review and thus illegal. The Blackfeet tribe spent years campaigning against the lease and supports the Interior's recent decision to cancel it. The Badger 2 Medicine is considered sacred by the tribe. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Tech faculty members want to revise the school's academic dishonesty policy and undergo safety training after a summer in which they battled organized cheating by dozens of Middle Eastern students. The school announced in August that it had expelled 15 summer school students. The Montana Standard obtained a faculty senate report written by engineering lab director Matt Egloff. It indicated students in 6 engineering courses were caught using phones, smartwatches, hand signals, or earpieces. Some created distractions, and one apparently copied the answer from a previous year's test, even though the exam was different. Faculty said students became more aggressive when confronted. One faculty member received a threatening phone call. The faculty is asking the Academic Standards Committee to create an XF grade on transcripts for students who fail a class because they cheated. The man who oversaw Yellowstone National Park during the wildfires that burned across the park in 1988 has died. Bob Barbie was 80. Family spokeswoman Joan Anselmo says Barbie died at home in Bozeman on Sunday. Barbie was superintendent of Yellowstone from 1983 to 1994. The 1988 Yellowstone fires were a defining event in his 42-year career of public service. Barbie was previously superintendent of Hawaii Volcanoes and Redwoods National Parks. He was regional superintendent of Alaska's National Parks before retiring in 2000. The University of Montana is holding a clothing and supply drive to benefit residents of the camps protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline on the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. The supply drive is ongoing through Wednesday, October 12th. Organizers are accepting items including bottled water, firewood, gloves, hats, scarves, beading supplies, tents, and food. All donations should be brought to the University Center game room between 9 a.m. and midnight, Monday through Friday, or from noon to midnight on weekends. Cascade County officials have identified the Montana City man who drowned after a boating accident on the Missouri River between Helena and Great Falls yesterday. Sheriff Bob Edwards says 44-year-old Mark Allen Jorgensen died Monday morning in the Dearborn area. Edwards says Jorgensen and two other men were on the boat when it entered some rapids. The men deployed the anchor to control the boat. When the anchor caught the bottom of the river, it caused the boat to tip and fill with water. The three men jumped out and tried to swim to shore. Jorgensen did not make it. Edwards says none of the men were wearing life jackets. Officials say a planned study of storms passing through Idaho's Payette mountain range this winter should provide first-of-its-kind data on the physics of cloud seeding that should enable weather modification programs to better quantify their results. The $2.1 million research project funded by the National Science Foundation will involve Idaho Power Co., University of Colorado Boulder, University of Wyoming, University of Illinois, and the National Center for Atmospheric Research. The Obama administration is asking a federal judge to uphold its decision to block oil and gas drilling on land considered sacred to some tribes in the U.S. and Canada. Business groups say the cancellation of a drilling lease near the Blackfeet Indian Reservation set a precedent that will discourage development if not overturned. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis. Thanks for listening, and you can find more Montana news at mtpr.org.